Yeah, so we're turning a page here on San Diego and, you know, on to Buffalo. I mean, they've had two real good wins. You know, really dominated the Kansas City game in all three phases of the game. And then, you know, last week spotted Oakland a big lead and, you know, came back and beat them with a great second half. And, you know, it was a back-and-forth game, too. So they showed a lot of, you know, a lot of good play on both sides of the ball and, you know, as a total team. So, you know, the team's playing aggressively. They can move the ball. They can play good defense. They're good in the kicking game. They're you know, playing with a lot of energy, hustling around, and sure there'll be plenty of energy in the stadium this weekend when we go up there. So another tough division game on the road. And, you know, we need a good week of preparation to deal with them. They're a hard team to prepare for. They have a lot of great skill players offensively that are tough to match up against.
Bill, you know, a lot of times when you guys play the Bills, I guess based on your past success and often their record, you know, you'll get the question about how do you get your team, you know, ready to play, you know, a team like this. Given that they're 2-0, is it safe to say that's not really a worry this year?
Yeah, honestly, I don't think it's ever a worry. You know, we played them here last year and you know, the first game, and they certainly gave us all we could handle. So, you know, we have a lot of respect for Buffalo and the way they play. It's always competitive against them, and, you know, they've done nothing but get better since early in the season last year. You know, good experienced quarterback, good running back, good receivers and tight ends. Offensive line's improved. You know, added Darius on defense. He's a really strong player next to Williams, so it's hard to concentrate on one of those guys without turning the other guy loose. You know, Merriman and Kelsey on the edge. So, you know, corners, secondary's playing well. I mean, they got a lot of good players. Good in the kicking game, you know, great punter, kicker. You know, Mormon can change field position as well as anybody in the league. So they're really, we got our hands full this week.
Bill, along those lines, on the idea of shifting field position, where do things stand now with your punting situation, and does this look like a scenario where you might have to address that with a new player for this game?
We're still working our way through some of those questions today, and I don't know, it may take longer than that, so I don't know. It's possible.
Well, in general, I don't know if you ever had to do this before mid-season, but if you do have to stick in a new punter, what are the adjustments, or are there adjustments other than just making sure you can receive it from the long snapper?
Yeah, well, there's plenty of things that go into the punting position. You know, it's not like just standing out on the driving range and, you know, teeing it up and, you know, hitting it as far as you can. Situation punting is, you know, probably over half the game in punting, whether it's directional punting, rushes, plus 50, you know, end of game, end of half type situations. So, you know, one deep, two deep, overload rushes. I mean, you can just keep going. There's a million things that the punter has to deal with, the punter, the whole punt team, punter, the personal protector, the snapper, and everybody has to deal with. You know, it's certainly a lot more to it than just catching the ball and kicking it as far as you can. So that's something we work on every week, and it changes every week. Every team we play is different, and then you always have to deal with the conditions and the situation within the game. So, yeah, there's plenty of stuff going on there.
Bill, when a team is running a no-huddle offense effectively, a hurry-up type situation, and we see defensive players, you know, go down with injury, let's say multiple times, three times, you know, to media and fans, sometimes it can look like that's a tactic almost to slow down the offense. I'm curious how you view that aspect of the game. It's something that we've seen in quite a few games already this year.
Well, it's not anything we have control over, so we just try to do what we can do and execute the plays when we get an opportunity to execute them the best that we can. The decisions that are made by other people are their decisions. So,
how disrupting can that be to that type of offense when you're trying to establish a tempo like that?
Well, I think we all see that the way the game is now, there are different breaks in the game at all points in time. you know, you can have the momentum or, you know, things, positive things going on in your favor, and then we stop and review a play or review a score, or a play gets challenged, or, you know, a player gets injured, or, you know, beach ball rolls onto the field, or, you know, it could be dog runs out there. I mean, it could be anything. So, streakers, we've had that. So, you know, things happen. That's part of just, you know, being focused and playing through the situation, whatever it is that comes up. Things that you can't control, that's, plays are going to get reviewed, plays are going to get stopped, momentum and the tempo is going to change. You have to be able to deal with it, both sides of the ball, for it, against it, on the road and at home. I mean, it's just part of the game. I think if you want to address the whole, you know, that whole issue, then that's something that needs to go to the people to make the rules.
Guys, let's take two more questions.
So how would you assess Devin McCourty's performance thus far?
I think Devin's, you know, done a lot of good things for us. You know, he's really probably played as well as, you know, as anybody we've had on defense. But, you know, I mean, as always, there's plays that we'd all like to have back and do better on and all that. So Devin's very competitive. He sets very high goals and standards for himself. So I'm sure he feels that way too, but yeah, he's certainly one of our best players.
Devin has been thrown at a lot, it seems. It looks like far more than last year. Is there any reason you can see for that, or is that maybe a matchup based on who he's been covering?
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to talk to the other teams that are calling the plays or the quarterbacks that are throwing the ball. Like, we don't really have any control over that. You know, everybody's out there. You know, the way we see it defensively, everybody's at the point of attack on every play. You know, everybody has a job to do, whatever it happens to be, run or pass or, you know, various responsibilities based on the formation and then the play. So whatever those are, we try to, you know, do them within the structure of the defensive play on that particular snap. So where the ball ends up and what the offense decides to do with it and all that, that's, like, defensively, you never have any control over that. That's an offensive decision.